The U.S. military suspends shipments of equipment out of Afghanistan. Washington cited protests and security risks to truck drivers in Pakistan as the reason for putting the convoy's movement on hold. U.S. officials say Washington expects Pakistan to restore security to the route quickly. The U.S.-led forces use a main overland route to withdraw military hardware from Afghanistan as part of a troop pullout set to wrap up by the end of 2014. The United States has alternative routes available in the north through Central Asia, though those options take longer and are more expensive. We're now joined by our correspondent Faiz Khorshid, who's with us via satellite from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Faiz, welcome to the program. Explain the reasons behind this decision.
Thank you, Badi. Badi, this route runs from Torkham Gate at Afghanistan-Pakistan border to Karachi port. And this route has been very crucial for the U.S. military over the past 12 years. As you know, U.S. forces stationed in this country here in Afghanistan get most of their supplies through the same route from Pakistan to Afghanistan. But now Pentagon has decided to suspend the shipment of their equipment out of Afghanistan through Pakistan. And that's all because of their drone operations. As you know, that the major cities of Pakistan, like Islamabad, Lahore, Karachi, and Peshawar have been the scene of massive anti-U.S. rallies over the past 2 weeks. And now those protesters, Pakistanis, there in their country, are not willing to allow U.S. supplies and shipments to get out of Afghanistan and go to Karachi through this route, Torkham Gate. And it is another big challenge for the U.S. military in this war-torn country. It comes as President Cameron Hamid Karzai has already decided not to sign the bilateral security agreement, and it has put the U.S. military in Pentagon in a very difficult position. We understand that they have another alternative route, that is through Central Asian countries to get their supplies out of this country, but that would be very expensive and it will take very long. And let's not forget that the Taliban are not anymore in the south and also in the areas near the border with Pakistan. Their bombings and their presence have now even reached to the north, even to Badakhshan, a very strategic place. It's a corridor to the Central Asian countries. That's why many here believe that if they change their minds, if they continue the suspension of this route, the Pakistan-Afghanistan border, they would not be able to even get their supplies out of Afghanistan through Central Asian countries because of the strong presence of the Taliban militants in the north, in the region of this war-torn country. Now it remains to be seen whether they would be able to continue their negotiations with the Pakistani officials so that they can calm down the protesters back there in Pakistan to change their minds.
Well, Faiz, how far-reaching will the fallout from the halting of equipment be?
Well, we understand that it has been very difficult over the past 2 years for the U.S. military to get their supplies from Pakistan to Afghanistan because of growing Taliban attacks in that region, in North Waziristan and also in the areas near the border with Afghanistan and Pakistan. But it is also very difficult, even inside of this country, to get their supplies from one region to another region because the Taliban presence is very rapidly growing. They're a very influential militant group. Their attacks are increasing. Now, many here believe that the U.S. military men have found them in a big quagmire, not here in Afghanistan, but also in Pakistan.
Thank you very much, Faiz. That's Press TV's Faiz Khorshid joining us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.